Hey everybody, this is Otto. Welcome to Default Radio. Alright everybody, what's up? This is Default Radio, and Doug is laughing at something. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Nothing. Why don't you fill us in, and the listeners?
No, I was just doing something when you were on the line, that's all.
Okay, well, this right here is Default Radio, the simulcast! Also, playing on 206-222-4177. For those of you without a... internet access, I suppose. This was requested to me, and I, you know, decided to oblige that request. Now, of course, I'm Decoder, and I'm joined here with my co-host.
Not there. What's up, everybody?
And, you know, of course, you hear fucking Doug being a fucking jackass, as always. And we also have a special guest with us this week for... Default Radio, episode 18, which I forgot to say, but we got a special guest. Introduce yourself, man.
Hey, this is Strom Carlson, coming to you from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. And today, Friday, March 19th, 2004, and just let everyone know this isn't live. This is pre-recorded before a live voicemail box, I suppose, laser voicemail, which we're going to get into a lot about that shit, and about some other stuff, too. We got... ready here today, but yeah, to start things off, just to let everyone know, we got the default daily or telephonic default line, which you could call up at 206-222-5585, and we're going to try to do, you know, at least five different episodes a week, you know, default daily, we call it, with just a little bit of poetic license right there. It may not be updated every day, but you'll be able to call it up, and you know, it'll be short little episodes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, call it up on the phone line. And that's what we're talking about here, is the laser voicemail and the unlimited, apparently, time limit you have for your voicemail greeting. Now, to sign up for laser voicemail, you go to, no, you don't go there, because their website doesn't do shit. You call up 206-376-1000. And they give you this free voicemail box. The only fucking catch is when you go to listen to your messages, you have to hear this, like, 20, 30-second advertisement. It's no fucking big deal. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, it's no big deal, especially with the unlimited greeting time you get. Now, we are going to get into a little bit into that in a few minutes. But, Doug, you know, there was one thing I forgot.
What's that?
Email. Yeah, deafening fucking silence.
Dun-dun-dun. Email. What about email?
Did we get any?
No, we have not.
Really?
We have not. No, nothing. No one's sending us any email to 1111@defaultradio.com.
No one sends any email?
No. Not even voicemail. I checked the voicemail just recently and nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get any email.
Did we really piss off everyone when we fired Lucky?
Yeah, maybe.
We're being boycotted now.
I don't know. Did you get an email on that theory?
No.
Fuck.
We could answer dumb questions off of Vault.freaking.
We could. I don't know. This is fucking, man, to everybody out there listening, send us fucking email. In case, you know, we don't stress this enough, send us email. My email, my personal email, is decoder@defaultradio.com. You could send it to ntheory@defaultradio.com. You could send it to doug@defaultradio.com. You could even send it to one of our former hosts, lucky225@defaultradio.com.
Oh,
and,
is that still up?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, if it isn't, you could try lucky225@2600.com, 2600.com. And, of course, the main voicemail. Fuck, I'm stuck on this laser shit. The main email where we would prefer that you send all your email for the show is 1111@defaultradio.com. That's the default box. We want you to send it to that. If it's for the show, send it to that. If you want to give me something personally, send it to me. Send it to whoever for them. But if you want to read it off on the show, 1111. These are all numbers, you know, four ones, @defaultradio.com, and that is the default mailbox. Now, getting back into this laser voicemail shit, right? Now, the other day, I was reading an old issue of Telecom Digest. Volume 14, Issue 7, and they were discussing interesting and cool telephone numbers. And people were mentioning, you know, the old telephone lines, joke lines and stuff, the stuff that people just set up themselves, where they would do little comedy skits. One guy even, one guy out of Chicago had a number that you would call, and he would give you news about, like, UFO and conspiracy type of stuff, you know? And this was back 70s, 80s, even the early 90s. And it kind of inspired me. I was like, you know, fuck that. We talked about Default Daily before, months ago, and it was kind of like a joke. We were just really joking around with it. But I said, fuck it, you know, we could do this. Let me try it out. So I, you know, tested out this laser voicemail, see how long I could leave a fucking greeting. And it was letting me record. I recorded almost 5 minutes, and I was like, wow, you know, this is enough. A 5-minute little telephone episode every day. That's not going to be too hard to do. Well, I came to realize that there are a lot of other people doing this, putting out music shows on these laser voicemail boxes, all sorts of weird stuff, man. And apparently, the greeting time is for all intents and purposes, unlimited. I mean, once you get to an hour of a voicemail greeting, you know, that's as unlimited as it gets. It's a fucking voicemail greeting, you know what I'm saying? And the truly ironic thing, of course, is the fact that the actual messages that people leave you can only be 60 seconds in length, which is just it's an oddity, to say the least. But once again, you know, if you want to call the default daily line, it's 206-222-5585. The number might change in the future. We might get, like, a vanity number. Who knows? But for now, it's, you know, 222-5585. And I think right now, I don't know if there's a new one playing right now. I don't know if we did one for today. We probably didn't. So you could probably hear the Thursday's episode with myself and Briscativo. And we did it pretty long. We did it for like 15 minutes, actually. We went a little longer than we expected, but we got a lot of shit done. Now, I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about, man? You got anything to say? Everybody's being quiet.
Nothing, man. Never have anything to talk about.
You got nothing, bro?
No.
You know, the new co-host.
I'm a shitty co-host. I admit it. I'm
man.
Fucking worst.
It's not like
I would talk about Astros and VoIP, but I know you're anti-VoIP. So.
VoIP. Is that what we can't hear you? What'd you say?
Yeah, the devil.
Nothery in his voiceover TV phone.
Yeah, baby.
Yep.
You can be jealous. It's okay.
What channel are you watching? What's the A&I?
Just admit that you're jealous.
I think the A&I says you're watching the Discovery Channel.
Dakota is jealous because he has to pay state taxes. And
I'm just jealous because my telephone works properly.
Oh, no.
For not too much more money.
Only $50 a month more. Yeah, you're right.
Not me.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, man. You want Verizon. That's the premium. It's like driving a Bentley, you know? It's the Rolls Royce of residential telecommunication service providers.
Dude, it's a phone. Give it up. It's a fucking phone.
It works. It works well. The best. The best ever. If it wasn't for the fact that all the fucking wire in New York is like fucking 10,000 years old, you know what I'm saying? Like, actually, the Native American tribes out here did most of the telephone wiring back in, I think it was like the around 1000 AD, and the wire still exists to this day.
So for your vintage telephone, please pay $100 a month to Verizon.
Exactly. But yeah.
Or buy on eBay for however many dollars.
Well, this is default fucking radio as usual. Nothing going on. We don't have anything today, man. It's just a fucking, it's a mess. I mean, we got a lot of stuff, but, you know, we don't know what to do first. We have so much material. That's usually our problem out here. We just got so much to talk about.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, right. Nice show, exactly.
Seg's fault.
But now, wait, what did you say, Strom? You wanted to read some dumb shit off of alt.freaking and answer it?
Well, yeah, let's do that.
That's a new segment. This is the Strom Carlson has invented a new segment of default, reading dumb shit on alt.freaking and answering it. We should have theme music for that, which we might add in. So you might be hearing theme music now. All right. So maybe I should give a little intro. Reading dumb shit off of alt.freaking and answering it with Strom Carlson on Default Radio. DDP Hack Radio.
A lot of alt.freaking here. Actually, it'll take too long. Okay, let's take a look here.
Dumb thing number one.
All right. Let's start.
I have a dumb thing from alt.freaking. 950s, do they still exist?
All right. Now, I hear conflicting statements about 950s. Some people say they do exist, some people say they don't. I find error messages all the time that tell me that the carrier access code I dial must be preceded by the digits 950.
I could actually throw you one right now.
You could. You should. As a matter of fact, let's.
Yeah, let me
throw one of those error messages in.
But then again, didn't you find one of those error messages that says, thank you for using 9X?
I found one that says, hey, you have reached New York Telephone.
All right, let's see if this...
So, Strom Carlson, do 950
yeah.
numbers still exist?
I think it depends on where you are, for the most part. If, and how delinquent the telephone company has been in updating its tandems and what the tandems connect to. For the most part, everything should be in feature group D now, where everything's all PIC codes and 1010 codes and 1+ dialing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, considering that up until 2003, listed in Las Vegas telephone directory was a number of Centel Cellular, and Sprint bought Centel in 93 or so.
Hmm.
But there was a number listed Centel Cellular. It was one of the old Rome numbers where you would dial in and get a dial tone and then be able to dial the number, the mobile phone number of somebody who was roaming in Las Vegas and be connected to them without having to pay a toll charge.
Now, did that still work post-1993?
It was there up until about late 2003, and then it just disappeared.
Well, I guess the telcos are kind of behind in a lot of stuff. Like the Ameritech Resborg number. How long has Ameritech been gone for?
Well, SBC bought Ameritech in 1999, but SBC only did its major brand change in 2001-2002.
Oh, okay. So, but it's still, you know, a year, year and a half, almost two, that it's saying Ameritech when it's not Ameritech.
Right. But, I mean, they've probably got to track down the same guy who did his voice, and then he's got lung cancer from smoking so much. And
like me.
He sounds like E.T.
Like me.
He's like E.T.?
I don't know.
The story right off that was the voice of E.T. apparently was some woman that they found in a Marin County bank who'd been chain-smoking all her life.
Really?
Yeah.
Useless knowledge with Strom Carlson on Default Radio. Damn it. Not there. Did you find the number yet?
Yeah, I think I found it. Let me give it just a shot.
All right. So we're going to try to hear an error message.
The carrier access code you dialed must be preceded by the digits 950. Please hang up and dial your call again.
Well, there you go. They must still exist because that lady told me I had to do it.
Exactly. That lady would be
Actually, Pat Trumbull. Actually, NAMPA still lists them. NAMPA's got them in their databases. I think they're feature group B or whatever.
Yeah, feature group B.
Hundreds of them.
So they still exist, but nobody uses them. That's the answer.
That's the answer to stupid question one. What's stupid question two?
Stupid question two. Let's take a look. Millennium payphones.
All right.
Kudos to the person who wrote that for spelling Millennium correctly.
Nice.
Okay.
Wait, we need to play a sound fragment for each question.
Yeah.
Okay, let me find a sound fragment here. I've got one on my computer. I've actually got some old Evan Doorbell group bell jingles here. So, are you playing yours or am I playing mine?
It doesn't really matter. It could be all edited later with the magic of editing.
Really, is that what you call it?
Yeah. What do you call it?
Anyways, question number three.
What was the question number two? How do you spell millennium? Was that question two?
What are we on?
I don't know. As usual, I am the host and I don't know.
Any idea.
I'm just having all sorts of phone trouble tonight.
Whose static is that? Oh, you got disconnected.
Yeah, I got disconnected.
Oh, okay. There was a little bit of static on the line. I don't know whose that is. But anyway, so back to stupid alt-freaking question number two.
Stupid alt-freaking question number two. Millennium payphones. This was posted by someone named Freaking Freak.
Freaky Freak?
Freaking Freak.
Oh, Freaking Freak.
Yes.
I'm a freaking freak.
Real original.
Yes. That was me, actually, under a pseudonym. That's why I spelled Millennium correctly.
Yep.
I Googled it first, and it said, did you mean Millennium? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
All right. The message reads, I'm a newbie at this, and I've noticed that in the last couple of years there have been these, quote, Millennium payphones, unquote, popping up all over the place. I've tried using a Redbox. Then I found out that all the dial tone is fake. So I want to find out if there is any way at all to freak or hack these phones. If anyone has any information about the Millennium phones, please email me at his email address.
FreakingFreak@yahoo.com.
Actually, it's kickmydog2003@hotmail.com. So if you want to spam this guy.
Kickmydog2003.
Right. Millennium payphones. I happen to actually have a Millennium payphone in front of me here.
Redbox on it.
Actually, you can't.
Shut up.
Redbox.
Let me see if I... Let me plug it in. Let me find where I put my AC adapter thing.
Well, whose phone is making all that noise?
It's not mine.
Somebody's making somebody's phone is like up their ass or something.
Oh, man. It's probably me.
Well, stop it. Shit.
Well, anyway, I guess I can't find the AC adapter, so we'll plug it in later.
Okay.
But basically, the way the phone works is it acts as a surrogate dialer. You pick it up and you hear a dial tone, and then depending on where you are in the country, you'll hear either English, French, or Spanish a message that says, please completely insert your card or dial the number you are calling. Or if it doesn't have a card here, it'll just say, please dial the number. But what it'll do, what it does is that it interprets your digits, and then it'll figure out how best to dial the number. So, for example, what happens is if you dial a long-distance number, what it may do is it may pick up a dial the number with a feature group D access code first, a 1010 number. And in order, because the way that the payphone operators tend to work is that instead of paying the pick change for each line, if they want to change their long-distance carrier, they'll just go ahead and reprogram all their phones to dial a different 1010 code. But for whatever reason, the only way you can get free calls off of Millennium is if for some reason the power is out. Because if I pick up the phone, I don't have it plugged in right now, but if I pick up the phone, you'll hear my dial tone from my other line.
Hmm.
And that's my actual dial tone. You can, if you have a tone dialer and the power's out on Millennium, you can actually dial into the line and pretty much get free toll calls. but that's about it. If the phone is on, you have no chance.
And that's why they're the Millennium phones.
That's why they're Millenniums.
Exactly. Is there an off-thought-freaking-stupid question number three? Or am I going to yell at Doug for making noise?
All right. Let's take a look here. This is stupid off-thought-freaking question number three. How did they get my number?
How'd they get
I have two phone numbers that are both non-published. Last week I've been receiving calls from bill collector on my data line asking for me. I asked the bill collector how she got my number, and she said it was given to them. I don't believe that at all. I called up 411 asking for my number, and the operator said there was no listing for my last name or address. How did these bill collectors obtain my phone number? I never give my data line's phone number out to anyone. It's almost like a secret number. I checked with the phone company, almost, to make sure both of my phone numbers were still non-published, and they assured me that they were. I asked the phone company how the bill collectors could have obtained my number, but they claim they have no idea how they obtained my number. I spent days wondering how these damn bill collectors got my phone number. The only things I could think of are the following. 1. ANI. 2. Someone at the phone company is giving my number out even though they're not supposed to. 3. The bill collector came on my property, cracked open my TNI box, and dialed up an ANAC. Jeez, we have phone freak bill collectors now.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. When your number is non-published, the only thing that means is that it is not available through directory assistance, and it's also not available in the printed telephone directory. And that's it. Period. When the phone company feels like selling a whole bunch of numbers to, let's say, telemarketers or whoever wants to buy them, whether you're unpublished or not, doesn't matter. They make no guarantees to that. Am I right?
Privacy clause in the contract, but how else would your name and number start appearing in...
That's the only way. I've actually dealt with the same thing, and that's it. If you're non-published, you're not available through directory assistance, and your phone number and address is not in the printed telephone directory, period. Anything else goes. That's all that means. And
hey,
you have to pay for it.
Not here. Oh. Isn't this another way to go VoIP, you know, because I don't get any telemarketing calls.
That's true. I don't get any.
Your
number. You think they're not
going to
call
back
your VoIP number?
I never, ever get a telemarketing call.
Yeah, not one.
Well, I rarely get telemarketing calls myself on my landline, but that's not the point. The point being that once they get hungry enough, they'll call anything.
Yep.
So you just got to watch out for that.
I wonder if the bill collector was from his ISP that he always dials into before blocking his caller ID.
Yeah, could be.
Think about all these call records. Bob Smith, 555-2368.
Why do people even, like, not have automatic call blocking? I don't understand that. Who's pressing *67? Seriously.
I don't know.
I'm not.
You know, that's a nice segue into our stupid freaking questions number four.
Number four. Stupid.
Wait, okay.
Stupid okay. Off-top freaking questions number four.
The subject line is hide from caller ID. And the message is completely incoherent. And it's
all right, read it.
In English. It says, exist a program or something to hide my caller ID from other phones I call. Right.
As opposed to other elevators you call?
Who knows?
No, as opposed to when you dial directly into cheeseburgers.
Yes. Which occasionally you can do. A lot of people don't know. You can dial into a cheeseburger.
This is first a little tutorial. If you want to hide your caller ID, pick up the phone and dial *67. That's all.
Is that it?
That's it.
Nothing else?
That's amazing. That'll block your caller ID.
10-10-*67?
Somebody actually replied and said that you could do that, but then they said this will not block your ANAC. But
yes, it won't block your ANAC.
Wait. Are these the same? Is this
it
the new group
that you can call to read back your ANI? He's right.
Yep.
Or if you're dialing from a rotary phone, you can dial 1167.
1167 from your rotary dial.
These are the forms that Lucky goes on?
Yeah, all thought freaking, yes. Now, do
well,
we
that
have
explains a lot now.
Right, exactly. Do we have a stupid all thought freaking question number five, or no?
I think we have to now that we have the sound.
Yeah, I think we have to. Stupid all time freaking question number 5 comes from Lucky 225 out of Guasi, California.
It's like, hey guys.
And the question goes,
who wants to do a radio show with me?
What's Flex Annie?
Oh wait, wrong one.
What is it? And how do I stop it?
Use packet 8.
Use packet 8.
What is it? ANI? How is it? What can I stop it?
What's Flex Annie? that question comes from Lucky 225 at Guasi, California.
Well, this is a perfect segue into the Let's Argue About SS7 segment.
Yes. And this shall be a heated debate.
Very heated debate. Let's start off. I got confused about the difference between Flex ANI and real-time ANI and caller ID and blah, 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 blah. And so I said, to hell with this, I'm going to the UNLV library, and I'm going to look at SS7 books and figure out what the hell's in the protocol.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there, and I picked through some very incomprehensible technical books, and turns out that nowhere in any of these books is there anything referred to as Flex ANI or real-time ANI.
Well, Flex other than the II digits.
Well, I'll get into that.
Okay.
But basically, for those of you out there in listening who have no clue what I'm talking about when I say SS7, let's start off with a small bit of history. If you listen to phonetrips.com, or you're familiar with the way blue boxing used to work, then you know that the network used to be controlled by in-band signaling, multi-frequency tones, FF pulsing, so on and so forth. But during the 1980s and 90s, that was all phased out in favor of a digital out-of-band signaling system called SS7, signaling system number 7, or common channel interoffice signaling system number 7, which is the long version of basically the same thing.
Hmm.
So the way it works, basically, if you read up on the SS7 protocol, you can almost safely ignore everything except the ISDN user part, ISUP. And that basically is what, for all intents and purposes, your phone now, with all its class features, your Star 69, Star 67, caller ID, is basically a POTS hack to make it more ISDN-like, because once you hit the switch, the entire network is ISDN. And so in the ISDN user part, when you set up a call, the reason it sets up so quickly is that it's all done digitally out of band, and when you initially make a call, say you make a call to some number in Brooklyn, what happens is the call set up with a thing called the initial address message, IAM. The initial address message is one of the data packets that can be sent over SS7. And in this data packet, this is one of the most complex data packets in the entire protocol. Now, initially, there are the following mandatory parameters. There's six mandatory parameters, which is the nature of connection indicator, forward call indicator, and the calling parties category. And then the variable mandatory parameters are user service information and the called party number. And then there are three other places where the calling party number can appear. The first one is obviously just called calling party number that appears relatively early on in the packet. The second one is billing information. Sorry, it's called charge number. And the charge number is where your ANI appears.
Which would be the billing telephone number.
Right, the billing telephone number. There's also, I have to check here, I copied some pages out of the book. In business group, there is a field for calling party number. And basically, the only use for that, I believe, is in Centrex situations.
Okay.
Where you're calling other parties in your Centrex group. But that there may be other uses for it. The SS7 book I read didn't give a really good practical application of the protocol. It's just laid out how it works.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think an ISDN book would be far more helpful in this regard. But basically, the two octet groups you want to look at in this packet are calling party number and charge number. Calling party number is the number which your caller ID display is derived from. That's basically the number of the line that you're calling from.
Now, what people don't realize, or I don't think they realize, which may be where a little bit of this confusion is coming from, is that the caller ID that you get on your caller ID box is coming from your CO, not from anywhere else, but directly from your from the switch that you're on.
Right. The switch that serves your dial tone sends your number out to the distant switches you're calling.
Exactly. So now what happens is when, and this is at least my understanding when we get into ANI, that the charge number in the SS7 protocol or the billing telephone number or the real-time ANI, which is the number that's going to get charged for the call, hence the charge number, passes all the way through, right through SS7, through everything else, but it does not get delivered to your home. I mean, if you're on a fucking regular copper pair. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But what you see on the caller ID is tone sent from your CO where they get from the calling party number, which may or may not be the charge number. As in ANI spoofing.
Right. And the reason for the flexibility in that is several reasons. First off, for example, if you have call forwarding, when you forward your call and you dial a number where the call is forwarded and you the party's telephone who the call was forwarded to starts ringing, what will display is the number of the calling party. But since the forwarding party is the one that's paying for the forwarding part of the call, that number will appear in the charge number.
Exactly.
The charge number part of the
Which is why when I've heard people in the past say that they would forward their phone to a 900 number and people would call them and pay the charges, I would think to myself, how would this work? It wouldn't, is the point.
Right. Note the telephone company's disclaimer that when you forward a call to any long-distance number, you pay the charge.
Yeah, of course, because if I'm sitting here with my unlimited long distance and I forward all my calls, I'm sitting in New York and I forward all my calls to a number in California, somebody down the block calling me isn't going to pay for a call to California. They're going to pay to call me. And I'm going to pay for the call to California, but it's included in my unlimited rate so I don't have to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a flat rate. Now, that's, of course, how it would work. So I don't understand these people saying they forward their 900 numbers. That seems like a lot of bullshit to me, if you ask me. But then again, I've never done it, so I wouldn't know. But in the SS7 protocol, it doesn't mention anything about real-time or flex ANI.
Right. I mean, even look at all the telephone company documents I've looked at, and I've looked at just thousands and thousands of pages, I've never once seen anything refer to real-time ANI or flex ANI. The only thing that even hints at flex ANI is something referred to as flexible ANI, which is really the ANI information indicators. And for those of
integers.
You who called the integers, that's what I said.
You said indicators.
Did I? Okay.
Well, you know, the big thing about this is NAPA says indicators, and I think it was ATIS that says integers. So I don't really trust anything the telco docs say. If the
truth is out there.
Huh?
The truth is out there somewhere.
Somewhere, you're right.
The mystery of telephones.
And the truth is, Doug, you were making a lot of noise with your fucking phone, and I'm really pissed.
Well, I was trying to cover up, but, you know, we'll edit it anyway.
And when you cover up, it makes noise.
Well, I know. There's no mute button on this phone. I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what you do? You want to know Decoder's trick on how to fucking not make noise when you're covering up the mouthpiece on your phone?
Yeah, what's that?
You get some tape, and you put it over the mouthpiece.
Couldn't do that in time.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Here's a test.
Yeah, and now we hear nothing. Perfect. Anyway. So, like I said, NAPA says indicators, ATIS says integers. Nobody knows.
The two are so close that I think it's just a semantic argument at that point.
It should stand for something.
Stand for two.
It should stand for something. Yeah, ANI 2.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to stick with.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, basically, for those of you who have called the toll-free ANAC number, it reads you back, basically, it reads you the calling party number, and it reads you the information digits. I'll just call them digits to avoid any further argument.
I told you it was going to be a heated debate.
I.
Yes, very heated. Yeah, the II digits.
Yes.
But when it reads you back, it reads you back the two II immediately followed by the calling party number. But in the actual protocol itself, it isn't transmitted that way. The class of service gets user service information packets. trying to see if...
But the point is, they make no mention of real-time ANI or flex ANI other than the flexible ANI II digits.
Right.
So now, this is what I'm thinking. When someone calls me and they block their caller ID with *67, their real-time ANI is coming through. I can't see that because I'm on a copper line. It's not delivering that to me. I don't pay for such a service. But I pay for caller ID. They block it, and I see private on my caller ID display, right?
Mm-hmm.
But their number is still coming through.
Not to your premises. The number still comes through to your end office switch. But in the calling party number octet group, there is a bit that can be set to prevent presentation of the number to the called party. So your switch interprets that and sends down the, in the caller ID stream, just basically a bit that says private number.
Yeah, that's the P, and it's a private. So you mean to tell me that it's not going to send it to my premises?
Not the calling party number, no.
Really?
Yeah, I was told once that it's impossible for your house line to get ANI. It's just not sent through at all. Just caller ID.
So then when I forward my calls...
Look,
right?
When you forward your calls, it doesn't go all the way back to your premises. It hits the switch.
What about when it rings my line and then goes somewhere else?
That's just a ring to let you know that you have the calls forwarded, just in case you're an idiot and you forward your phone and then you forget about it and you wonder why.
So that little half ring is not really the call coming here and then bouncing back?
No, it's not. That little half ring is just the CO telling you a call came in, but we're forwarding it. Because even if you pick up the phone during the ring, you'll get a dial tone.
No, I'm sorry. That's not right, because I've had call forwarding on my landline before, and if I pick up right away on the first ring, I can answer it.
Yeah, but Doug, you're on a fucking switch that still reads off the number. That's still...
That all of California does.
No, you're still on a switch that doesn't read off the number when you press *69, because you have some old-ass fucking software.
Well, that's just how California does it, though.
That's kind of ridiculous. Strom, did you know about this?
Which?
That out there, apparently, where Doug is... *69 still works the old way, as in if I was to block my number, that it's going to show up as private on a caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in Doug's local area doing that, yeah, his caller ID would show private. But if he pressed *69 instead of announcing the number, it would immediately call me back, whether I blocked it or not.
What switch are you served out of?
Doug, where are you at? Chino Hills?
Yeah, well, Chino.
It's Chino.
Yeah, Chino.
Okay, let me take a look.
Most of California's like that. Even Northern California's like that. Everyone out here.
I mean, that's the way it used to work.
Works.
That's the way it used to work out here years ago. Years ago.
Well, it depends on the telephone company too. I mean,
but I mean, is that even? Should they even be doing that? Letting you *69 private numbers?
All right. Chino, California. Oh, it's General Telephone. It's a GTD5.
Yeah, it's a yeah. Exactly. I could have told you that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. General's always been kind of weird.
They're weird. I don't know. I've had *69.
I don't know if. Honestly, I don't know if. See, they don't make the GTD5 anymore. They support it, but they don't make it. I'm not sure what the story is. The GTD5 has always been a bizarre switch anyway, because when Automatic Electric designed it in the early 80s, they never thought that ISDN was going to be a big thing, so they never bothered to actually build ISDN capability into it. And so what actually happened was Automatic Electric actually had to merge with Western Electric in 1989 so that AT&T could bring ISDN capability to the GTD5. And as a result, now Lucent owns pretty much all of AG with what was Automatic Electric.
So Lucent is giving support for these fucking things?
Lucent is supporting the GTD5 now. And since the GTD5 was never designed to be ISDN capable in the first place, I don't think that it seems reasonable that whatever SS7 capability was later built into the switch isn't the full feature set that's available with, for example, the DMS-100.
So there is no software upgrade. That's why it hasn't been upgraded.
That explains it.
That's
because
it.
They haven't been. I don't think they've made the GTD5 at all in the 21st century. I think they've stopped making them sometime in the mid to late 1990s.
Yeah, but apparently Doug says he could pick up during that little half ring.
Well, it is a GTD5. I don't know. It's bizarre. Let me actually try forwarding my wireline phone and see what happens.
Because I know, at least in my experience, when I forward my calls and I get that half ring, the number that comes in, and when it gets forwarded to something that's going to give me ANI, it gives me my number. But if I disable call waiting and get on the phone like I am right now, and someone was to call me and my number was forwarded to something that was going to pick up Annie, then it's going to read back their number, not mine.
Yeah.
As even if they blocked it, of course. Star 67 has no bearing on that.
Well, the way it works with call forwarding out here is with a landline, right? The real-time ANI is actually some CO number, but the flex is their ANI.
What do you mean when you call, when the call reaches the forwarded, the part that the call is
right.
forwarded
like,
to?
Right. Let's say if I have my line forwarded to a real-time ANAC, right, and I call it up on another phone, right, my phone number, the real-time ANAC is an actual, like, CO number, like a very one of the first few digits.
Well, yeah, they
exchange.
In that situation, they would either use, like, a special, you know, fake CO number or your number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the calling party number would come through as the calling party, whoever's calling your line and getting
yeah.
it forwarded.
Right.
Regardless of Star 67.
Which is it's the same way how it works on Vonage.
So now that's not actually when it gets that when it reads back that number, regardless of Star 67, you mean to say that's not really coming to your line? That it's get maybe like a call transfer?
I'm not sure. Let me test the theory on whether or not the phone will be able to pick up if I pick it up during that ring. I've forwarded my phone now.
All right.
I was actually trying to get a hold of an acquaintance I know at the CEO.
Live experimentation on default.
Nope. Dial tone and my mobile phone starts ringing.
There you go. So on normal switches, built
like
in the
out here.
Built after 1900, it works the way it's supposed to. That ring is just bullshit. It's like calls coming in, but we already forwarded it. Very odd.
I wonder actually what happens if I let me cancel the call forwarding first. If I forward it to the local ANAC and see what happens and I dial from my other line.
There you go.
This is taking too long because I'm on a rotary phone.
Vonage has the best call forwarding. You can choose how long you want your main line to ring until it's forwarded, or you can have it ring both lines at the same time.
That does seem pretty elite.
Yeah,
that's a good.
They're coming up with some nice things.
Hell's fucking yeah! You're not there. Are you still with us?
Yeah, man.
Damn, bro, what are you doing over there?
I was actually looking up Flex. I could do a Google search for Flex ANI. It shows up on all kinds of phone company pages.
Really? But it's probably just pertaining to the II digits or no?
I haven't read through all of it, but no, I think it's more than that.
Well,
they're talking about using it for. For doing payphone compensation and all kinds of shit. So,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
When I forward my number to the local ANAC, which is works differently than because it's just mapped to a regular telco number, it's a 958 number, a 959 number.
Yeah.
But when I forward it to that, if I dial it from my other wireline phone, I get that phone's number. If I dial it from my mobile phone, I get the number of the phone I'm forwarding from.
Really?
Yeah.
And both times you get that little half ring on the forwarded. Phone?
Yep.
Very
odd. Now that I was testing.
So sometimes it's just weird. I actually can say, yeah, I did actually get two consecutive phone calls once from someone, and I had my phone calls forwarded to a U-Reach. I had my call waiting disabled, and I was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me twice in a row. The first time they called, and their cell phone got cut off, and then they called back a second time. They made no changes in the way they called me. Everything exactly the same. The first time they called, I got my number on the U-Reach. And the second time they called, I got their mobile number.
Well, mobile SS7 is a bizarre entity unto itself. There's a part of the SS7 protocol called MAP, Mobile Application Part, and I'm not too familiar with it because I find mobile just very boring to begin with. But it is different from standard ISDN user part SS7.
Yeah.
So I need to research that more.
Point is,
sure,
ANI is one
answers.
Of these weird fucking things.
Yeah, I'll have more answers, I'm sure, once I read an actual ISDN book.
We're all about having more questions than answers here at Default Radio.
It's a phone. You pick it up, you hear it dial tone, you dial what you want to call.
Shut the hell up, Doug.
End of story.
Now, you know what we forgot to mention? And I know we're really far into the episode, but I completely forgot to mention this. So I'm going to do it now. The opening music you heard was, of course, Tommy Two Tone. And the name of the song, Jenny, parentheses, 8675309. Well, hopefully this still works. If you pick up your telephone and dial 212-867-5309, you're going to hear a voicemail greeting. And I'm hoping it still works right now, but just in case it doesn't, Doug, you're going to call up that number.
Go ahead and call it, Dakota.
I can.
Okay.
All right.
You want me to tie it? I can tie it in right now, no problem.
All right. Somebody bring it in. And I'm just going to preface this with something right here. This 212-867-5309 was the number that was actually on eBay that got up to $200,000 before eBay pulled it. So definitely a valuable number.
All right, here goes.
All right, let's call it up.
Hi, this is Jenny's assistant. I just want to take the time to inform you about Default Radio. Tour to visit www.defaultradio.com. That shit is fucking crazy. You'll love it. And remember, don't leave your password on default, like Jenny did.
At the tone, please record your message.
And that right there was set up by a default listener. We had nothing to do with it. Just let everyone know that. Obviously, a devoted fan, devoted listener of Default Radio, apparently either owns that number or has gained access to it somehow. That's all we know at this point. I just got a little message telling me to call that, so I did, and that's what was there. So I don't know. Anybody got anything to say about that?
It'd be an awesome line to have telephone recordings on, that's for sure.
That's true. Definitely. Most definitely. So, big thanks to that person. He knows who he is. I don't know who he is, but he does.
It was Jenny, wasn't it?
I don't know. I got an anonymous IM on AIM.
An anonymous instant message.
Well, it wasn't anybody I knew. I asked them who they were, and they said, don't worry about it. And I thought it was going to be somebody starting some shit, and they're like, call this number. And I'm like, yeah, 8675309, big fucking deal. They're like, no, call it. So I did. That's what I heard. Very odd, to say the least.
The show, right?
Huh?
So Jenny listens to the show?
Apparently, Jenny listens to the show. So a big shout-out to Jenny.
Big shout-out to her.
Ooh, Jenny.
Most definitely.
Maybe she knows what the II stands for.
Oh, yeah. She does. She's Jenny. The most famous number in the world.
What's funny is that song is more popular now than it was in 1982.
I know. The song sucked in 1982. Tommy fucking Two Tone. Who gives a shit? Anyway. So, yeah, hopefully that's still up. So if you guys don't believe us, call it up. 212-867-5309. That was the number that was, the bidding was up to $200,000 on eBay before they pulled it for unknown reasons. I mean, apparently the reason is somebody was saying, I guess people at eBay were like, you don't have the legal right to sell this, it's not yours, which I could take.
I find this hilarious, though. Like, you get into that number on Google and you find all these news reports about it. I'm going to laugh if, like, there's a news report about this show, Default Radio.
Oh, man.
We're going to be famous, man.
That's some unwanted publicity, though. But I don't know. Who knows?
Yes.
Tell us what you think.
If any of you news reporters are listening to the show, don't mention us.
Yes, I'm nobody.
I'm Doug. I live at 3621.
What you want to do here is, if you want to take any legal action against this show, it is all the property of the maintainer and owner of the website, defaultradio.com. You can do a simple Who Is search and find that person. Everybody else here has nothing to do with it. We're pretty much just guests.
Which, by the way, no one has known this, but that Doug's not related to the engineer Doug, so...
Yeah, I don't know who the other Doug is. It's Doug 2, we call him.
We should have him on the show one of these days.
We should. I was thinking about it, but he was. He said he didn't want to. I think because he has this strange robotic voice.
Oh, does he sing songs with a strange robotic voice?
I don't know, but he might at the end of this program. He just might.
Oh, okay.
He might sing a song about his idol, Tron. But we'll see. We'll just have to wait and find out. So, Tron, if you're out there listening, trust me, it wasn't my idea. Don't get mad at me. Yell at somebody else. Anyway. But I don't know, man. What else do we got for today? Anything? There's no fucking email, which pisses me the fuck off, you know. So people out there listening, once again, 1111 at defaultradio.com. The numbers, 1111 at defaultradio.com is where you want to send
all. Or the voicemail.
Or call the voicemail, 484-DEFAULT. That's 484-333-2858 for those of you whose letters are not on your keypad.
And don't forget the introduction line.
Yeah, if you want to be on default, you want to introduce the show to everyone, call up 484-1111. And as a matter of fact...
484-333-1111.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 484-333-1111. As a matter of fact, Doug, I forgot to mention this. You might want to change that introduction line.
What do you mean? The one that's exampled?
No. You might want to change the actual number to the introduction line. So I'm going to scratch that. Listeners, for now, if you want to leave an introduction, leave it in the 484 default because, I completely forgot about this. Yeah, Doug, I called it the other day to check it to see if anybody left any intros, and some guy picked up.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
No, I'm just joking. Well, I mean, I've heard it ring four times, but I've never heard anyone actually pick it up. That's funny.
No, this guy picked it up. So, yeah.
Did you ask if he wanted to do an introduction for the show?
I was like, this is Decoder, and you are listening to Default Radio, when I hung up. So, yeah, man. Ah, yeah. Well, I think we're about winding it down over here in the Default compound. Oh, man. I don't know. So we got no email, no voicemail. It saddens me. I'm shedding a tear here because nobody wants to. You know what surprised me? We got a shitload of feedback on the. You know, Doug, you're gonna have to record that for maybe this episode. We might introduce it with that. We'll talk later, Doug, or tomorrow. We got a lot of feedback on the Default Daily Telecom Show.
Sorry about that.
Or the what did I call it? The Default Daily or Telephonic Default. Got a lot of feedback on there. Huh?
I think you were calling it the Daily Default.
Or whatever it was. I don't care what it is. We're not going to do it every day, so I think I'm going to call it Telephonic Default.
It's like Default Radio, but it's on a telephone.
It's like Default Radio, but it's not on the radio, just like Default Radio.
Default Voicemail Greeting.
Yeah, we might just call it the Default Voicemail Greeting. So
I think it sucks.
But all I know is
on that show.
We got a lot of comments. Got a lot of people leaving mail in there. And so big shouts to everybody who left mail in there. So I don't know. Not Theory, did you get anything on Flex Andy over there or
No, nothing. Nothing exciting.
Nothing?
Oh crap. Yeah. There's a bunch of pages from Verizon and shit, but
Verizon doesn't know anything. What do they know?
Nothing.
Exactly.
So you shitty copper, dude. What do you expect? They suck.
Shut the hell up.
Charge you $6 for a connection, Steve.
Shut the... They don't charge you $6 for anything. That'd be
right.
That would be reasonable.
Yeah, they charge you $8 for the line charge.
Exactly. $8.
Well, they charge us $6 over here, but we have, like, California state tax.
That's California, man. It's New York over
911 connectivity. Oh.
Yeah, that's the best. Charge everybody to call 911.
In California, Verizon there is still getting away with pretending like they're GTE and they're independent, and so they can charge higher rates because they have greater expenses.
Well, I know you hate GTE, Strom, but I got to ask you this before we close it out here.
Yeah.
In your opinion, who's lower on the totem pole, General Telephone or New York Telephone? Keep in mind that to this day, and this is only a New York Telephone thing, nowhere else in the known universe is this done, time and temp and weather are 976 numbers.
That's pretty low.
A buck a pop. When I want to know what time it is, I call fucking Boston or D.C. or Philadelphia. When I want to know the weather, I call Tell Me.
I love Tell Me.
Yeah, most definitely. Tell Me gives me the weather.
Mm.
So I don't know. No. You got to think.
I would say, well, New York Telephone did, in the end, buy General Telephone. So, when you look at it that way,
well, in the end, yeah.
Both steaming in hell.
Oh, man. It's just such a bad thing. 976 numbers, man. 9-fucking-7-6.
Well, at least you don't have what we have here in Las Vegas, which is the local television weatherman doing our time and temperature number.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I don't know who's doing
that. Vegas.
I don't know who's doing the time and temp here. You know why? It's a 976 number, and I never have called it in my entire fucking life. I might actually, I don't often beige box, but I might just have to sometime this week and just call 976. But you know what? Everybody has that block on their line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be hard-pressed to find a goddamn phone that could dial a 976 number. You know,
If you go to the MDF of the large apartment block, I'm sure you'd find a line that doesn't have that block on it.
All right, it's going to be hard. I'm going to try it.
That's weird. Is time in Verizon is weird. When you call it from any phone, you know, it'll, you know, at the tone, the time will be standard, you know, computer voice or whatever. But when you call it from a Verizon landline, it's the Verizon lady saying it, followed by thank you for using
Verizon. How much you want to bet that I call that 976 number and that's all it does? How much you want to bet it's the same exact thing?
I'll bet you a phone.
But I bet it's the same fucking thing. You know? A fucking New York Tel, man. Ugh. You know what the best, though? You know what the best thing about Verizon? I'm going to have to say this before we start ending it. I'm going to have to get into this. It might take a few minutes. All right. A lot of places have other exchanges other than 976. What's all this music?
Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button on the keyboard.
God.
It's another jingle to introduce nothing.
There's these premium jingles to introduce nothing, which is the theme, I guess, for this week's Default Radio. What was last week's?
Cox Pounds Ma Bell.
That's right. Cox Pounds Ma Bell. Yep, they did. And this week is jingles to introduce nothing. But anyway, there are other exchanges. A lot of places have other premium. I can't even fucking talk anymore. There are other premium exchanges around besides 976. In New York and in California, you have 970. I'm sure there are some others. And in New York, there's in Boston, you have 550. And in New York, there's another one, 540. Now, at face value, you wouldn't think it was any different from any other exchange, right?
Right.
Now, there are some of these that charge you like $20 a call. As a matter of fact, if you pick up the local New York newspaper, whether you get the Post or the Daily News or the New York Times even, or any other random local paper, if you look in the classifieds, you're going to see some help wanted ads for jobs. And it's going to have this thing, you know, call up for recorded information, and it's going to be a 540 number. $20 a call. Okay? Now, this is a Verizon-owned exchange. Verizon owns this 540 exchange, which is no area code to it. In all areas in the New York metro area, you just dial 540 in the number, and you all get the same thing. It works in every area code. Now, here's the thing. I remember seeing on the news about, I would say, a little over 6 months ago, where they were talking about this, about the scams with the 540s. And somebody from Verizon came on the news, and you know what they said? That they're going to start blocking 540 from Verizon phones. Now, explain this to me. It's their fucking exchange.
It's called PR because people who watch the local news are, like, typically panic about everything.
It's their fucking exchange, though. They can just get up and lie on the fucking local news, telling me they're going to block their own exchange?
Sure, what they're the phone company.
Ridiculous. Well, fuck them for doing that. Don't fucking lie to me.
My only question about that is, wait a minute, if you only have to dial 7 digits, wouldn't that strike someone who lives in New York City as odd because everything you dial in New York City is on an 11-digit basis?
Well, see, that's the thing. It, no matter what area code you're in, you just dial it. It would be what
you
I'm saying is, yeah,
you
if you have to dial the if you're intended to dialing, yeah, you have to dial the area code. But 212-540-1234 and 718-540-1234 would be the same thing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the same number across the board. And if you live in the the suburbs, whether in Long Island, if you're Emmanuel Goldstein, you're dialing 540, you're doing your 7-digit dialing. 540-1234, and you'd be reaching the same thing as if you dialed 212 or 718-540-1234.
Okay.
So, it just strikes me as odd. Verizon apparently pretends to be blocking their own exchanges that they obviously make money off of.
Well, let's take a look in Lurg and see what that works out to be.
It's Verizon, 540. And it's worse than a 976, because 976, I think, have a cap on them as what you could charge, whether per minute or per call. But these 540s, you can charge whatever you want. It's like a 900 number. Like I said, these jobs, and it's fake, it's a scam. $20 a call, and it makes it look like a local number. They put signs up in the neighborhood, need a job, call 540-1234. And you do it, and you get charged $20. Now you really need a job.
Cool.
Yeah, it's not listed as being any kind of assigned any switch, it's just listed as information number.
Yes. Yeah, informational they call it information services. Which is
operating company number 9104, Verizon, New York.
That's exactly right, OCN 9104. Yeah, they call it information services, which loosely translates to phone sex and rip-offs. Well, phone sex and assorted rip-offs.
Isn't that against SEC law to make that 540 number?
What?
Isn't that against SEC law or something?
Why?
Well, because, like, you're calling a number that's going to charge you, like, $20, and then you don't even know about it.
It's not your fault. It's not the phone company's fault that you are uninformed about what a 540 number is.
That's stupid.
What if you didn't know what a 900 number was?
Yeah, but it had 00 at the end. I mean,
it's just like 800. 800's free. 900 costs a lot of money.
Yeah, but 8's a friendlier number.
Some say it's not. As a matter of fact, I like the number 9 a lot more than I like the number 8. So that's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. This is the end of the show. This week's episode of Default Radio was sponsored by the number 9. And the letter V.
It should be the ending song.
For Verizon. So, no, not theory.
Yo.
You got any shout-outs?
Nope, nobody this week.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Damn.
What a great co-host.
Yeah, right?
He's just in there for, like, the credit.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I got to milk it while I can, you know?
Before you get fired.
Fame and glory.
Well, hey, we might... You know what? You know what, man? We might fucking have it with this 8675309 bullshit. We might all be in jail pretty soon.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I'll be giving all your docs out.
I know
if
you
I
are.
Get any knock on my door, I'll be like, "Who's this guy, Decoder? Prescott Peterson, 123 Bank Street, New York, New York."
Exactly right. Strom.
Yeah.
Got any shoutouts?
No shoutouts off the top of my head. I'll like shout out my website.
Shout out to the website.
I'll do a shout-out for my own website, which is www.stromcarlson.com. That's stromcarlson.com.
.com.
You can kill lots of time and look at lots of payphones.
There you go. And call them.
Yeah. They all have numbers. And there's some recordings and whatnot. And I may actually get around to putting more stuff on there eventually.
There you go. Doug.
Yeah. How's it going?
Not bad, bro. What's up?
Not much, man.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just chilling.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Well, later.
Yeah. You got any shouts, by the way?
Samantha. Just
Samantha.
Do a shout-out to Samantha. All
right, yeah. Shouts to her.
Oh, and Jenny, of course.
Yeah.
That's the number.
Yeah. Well, my shouts this week, of course, go to Jenny. And big shouts to Tommy Two-Tone. I want to shout-out Hairball from HBX. And, yo, that dude is coming out with carrier scans, like, every week or something. Have you seen this, Doug?
No, I heard he was doing a lot of scanning, but I didn't hear anything.
What's
about
the URL? HBX.us, right?
Yeah, that's it, HBX.us.
Man.
He calls it the weekly war dial.
Yeah, the weekly war dial, that's right. Everyone out there, right fucking now, stop streaming this show. Just turn it off. Forget about it. Go check out HBX.us. Fucking
get the URL to go to there, but he stopped streaming the show.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. Fuck. Turn it back on. HBX.us. Go fucking get a shell. Fucking do whatever you want, man. Check out the fucking weekly war fucking dial. Apparently, last week they got this fucking SCO box with no fucking password that apparently has a password now. But, which goes without saying.
Those Unix bastards in Utah.
That's it. Well, no password, and people were in it for a while. But I think there's a password now. The password's probably default, but whatever. So big shouts to Hairball and HBX.us. You want to go check that out. And like I said, shouts to Jenny. Shouts to Tommy Two-Tone for the intro music. Big shouts to Tommy Two-Tone. Shouts to Tron. Shouts to Briscativo and Ibuprofen for doing the default voicemail greeting, telephonic default daily default with me. Which, of course, once again, 206-222-5585. And also, I'm going to give out one more number. Strom, you also got a fucking a recording on there, right?
Yeah, I've got a recording line.
And that's 206-208, what's the last four?
We're going to stick that piece of paper. 206-208-8375.
So 206-208-8375 is, what were you going to call that? Strom Carlson?
The Strom Carlson Recording Service.
The Strom Carlson Recording Service, and you can call it up at that number. And there's one last 206 number I'm going to give out. What I basically want, this is my call, I want people out there to set up these laser boxes and do something on them. Fucking take episodes of default and put them on there. Take episodes of fucking Off the Hook and put them on there if you got an hour to kill to put it onto a voicemail box. Telephone recordings, anything you could find. Do a fucking show on there. Give us news. Give out phone numbers. Do whatever you want. Just set these things up. Because there's a number, which is 206-888-3334, which I'm going to shortly turn into a directory where you could call that number up, and it's basically I'm going to sit there and I'm going to list off all the different laser voicemail boxes, the laser freak boxes, which is what I'm going to call them, that you could call up and check out what's going on. That's going to be the directory number. So, hey, who knows? I might even have a recording on there right now. I don't even know. I might. You never know. So call up those numbers. Set up your own. Do something. You know what I'm saying? Put something out there. Do a fucking show. Do some news. Play fucking phone recordings. Something.
Sponsored by Laser Voicemail.
Sponsored by Laser Voicemail. To get your own free Laser Voicemail box, call 206-376-1000. And that's it. We're out of here. And, you know, just like every week, everything is always on default. And
like
it's it's a fucking shame. Just like Jenny's voicemail box, they were trying to sell for fucking $200,000 on fucking eBay. And the fucking password's on default. $200,000 to fucking enter a fucking 1234 is the pass? Get the fuck out of here. Later. Twice.
I am
Fun. That's right, you bitch. I am Fun.